Hello, everybody. We're talking about inflammation. Is it good or is it bad? Because I want to clear this for everybody. I asked this question recently and I received some answers, and I will go through some of the answers and we'll discuss about this. So, is inflammation, having inflammation, good or bad thing to have? So let's first talk about what is inflammation and how do we know if we have an inflammation in our body. There is two types of inflammation. It's chronic inflammation and acute inflammation. So I will describe a few things and you let me know what do you think, which one is which, and which one is good and which one is bad inflammation to have. For example, if we cut ourselves, if we cut and we're bleeding and we'll have like swelling afterwards and we will have redness and it will be like bruised, get discoloration. And of course, our immune cells are coming to help immediately to heal the cut and the bruise, whatever it is. And in a few days, it will be healed and it will be back to normal. So nothing will be shown on your skin, right? Then, for example, you go to have an exercise in the gym and you have some heavy lifting, and the next day you feel sore, your muscles feel sore. You will feel it like for a few days, and after that, you will not feel sore anymore. Your immune cells have been the muscles that you have strained, you have tortured during the exercise. The immune cells are coming there, regenerating, building stronger muscles because it thinks, okay, now this body is going to exercise more, so we need to make stronger muscles, we'll lift more heavy weights. So we need to prepare the muscles for the next time we exercise, and it will build more stronger muscles. Like your immunity is coming there and rebuilding the cells, cleaning the dead cells, and after a few days you are back to normal and stronger with stronger muscles. Okay, next we have like some IBS. We have let's say ulcer or colitis or something with itis, with itis at the end, which means that this constant inflammation going on. It's like constantly your immune system working all the time and it's trying to clean the body, to regenerate the cells, and you have it today, you'll have it next month, and you have it next year, right? So it's like a disease. You're diagnosed with the disease and it's showing there is like constant inflammation. So which of this kind of inflammation do you think is good and which one is bad? Which one is good to have and which one is not? So as I said, we have chronic inflammation and we have acute inflammation. So let me know which one you have and you have experienced with years or in your lifetime. How do we know if we have inflammation? Some people, they want to just let's say test, they have black on white, you know, to see exactly do I have an inflammation or I don't have inflammation. Some of the markers that you can watch out, it can be like CRP, C-reactive protein. It's from the liver. Liver is producing this kind of molecules, which is showing there is some kind of inflammation going on. Something is bothering the liver, maybe some toxin, maybe some virus, bacteria, whatever it is. And it's triggering the immune systems, the immune cells to be produced and to start fighting this. Next is ESR, which is erythrocyte sedimentation rate, of course. If they sediment faster, then it means that inflammation going, if it's above the limit. I used to have this ESR was always a little bit elevated, so the doctors didn't know, they couldn't find what was wrong with me. They said, oh, you have like maybe some broken tooth or some rotten bad tooth. I said, no, my teeth are perfectly fine. I had very good teeth. They couldn't find why my ESR else increased. Next marker is secretory IgA. Maybe you have done a stool test, and this stool test is showing that you have secretory IgA elevated, which means there is inflammation going on in your intestines. And you're feeling like IBS, bloated, maybe constipation, maybe some pain, abdominal pain. And this testing can be tested in the stool or in the saliva. Next marker is calprotectin, which is also inflammatory marker of the stool test. So there are so many markers that showing there is inflammation in the body. As I said, there is acute inflammation. Like acute inflammation also can be like we have catch like a cold or some virus or bacteria. Then our immune system checks that this is a foreign thing and it alerts the whole immune system and it's fighting this virus, and you like have symptoms from the virus, or you have a cold, you have nose. But after a week or so, you are back to normal. And then the immune system goes back to rest, right? Because the inflammation and the virus has gone, has been defeated, and it's over. So this is like inflammation from time to time, like also like exercise, as I said. And it's a good kind of inflammation, which is training our immune system. And it's, for example, like there are some diseases, if you recover from them, your immunity has a memory, and if you next time some similar bacteria or virus comes, it will recognize and it will easily go through them, and you will not maybe have even any symptom. This is like a inflammation, and it's very good to train the immune system to make our body stronger. Like why we force the kids to play in the dirt? Because it's training the immune system of the bacteria, viruses that are around them, that they're living around them, and to defend the body from that kind of viruses, to learn to train the body. We have a few answers about what is inflammation. Rogi said that it can be years of eating crappy diet, like processed food every day. And this is what is causing the chronic inflammation. So something that we are doing every day and it's causing our immunity all the time to react. All the time it's alert and it's fighting something. And that is chronic inflammation. And this is how our tissues are damaged and the diseases develop. So it's not like it's from yesterday or last month, but it's from years and years of living the same lifestyle, eating the same crappy food. You're right, Rogi. Next thing, medications. Yes. So medications are the ones who are actually creating inflammation in our body. Yeah, I'm not against the medications. Sometimes we need them, but on a long term, they are actually damaging and they're toxins to our body because it's not something natural, which is you can find in nature and our body can recognize it and knows how to deal with it because it's treated like a foreign object because it's made in a lab, of course. It's not made in the nature. And it's damaging to our body, to our cells, and it's creating leaky gut and it's causing systemic inflammation and chronic inflammation in the whole body. Plus, from the medications, this will shock you what I will tell you because the medications that some people are taking, they are metabolizing it, like for diabetes, for antibiotic, and the metabolites of these medications, some molecules, are excreted in the urine, in the stool, and it goes in the water plant, in the waste. It's processed, and the water that we drink contains these metabolites. So even if somebody like me, I'm not taking any medications, I'm taking these metabolites from other people who are taking these medications in the water, because in the water plant, they cannot clean these metabolites. At least as far as I know, it's not so sophisticated to eliminate these metabolites. This is very important to know because in USA was found that in the underground drinking water, they found antibiotic metabolites, of course, antibiotic in the water, and they found opioids. I can see now that many people in USA, they are taking opioids, and the metabolites that they excrete in their urine are in the drinking water and under the ground. Water plants that are producing the water and cleaning, treating the water, they cannot treat this and they cannot eliminate these metabolites. And also BPA, which is plastic, bisphenol A, from the plastic, from the bottles, from everything that we consume plastic materials. Yeah, so this is shocking, I know. So cleaning the water is very important, and metabolites that we are drinking is on a daily basis. So detoxification must be done on a regular basis. Next, Bernard says pathogens, immune cells attack our own tissues. Yes, so if we have any pathogen, like any bacteria, virus, or candida, or yeast, whatever it is, our immune cells is trying to fight, to eliminate that. And if it's spread out into our old tissues, it's trying to protect us, our immune cells are trying to protect us, and they're killing the candida and our tissues, our organs. So it's called molecular mimicry, like gluten, also casein from the milk. It's damaging our tissues. And if this takes prolonged period of time, it will damage more and more tissues. And all of a sudden disease happens. Thyroid disease, joint pain, we have brain tissue. So if we have leaky gut, we have a leaky brain. So the brain, the blood-brain barrier is damaged. Same like the barrier of the gut is damaged. Jordi says, immune cells attack pathogens, parasites, candida, mold, bacteria, viruses. Yeah. This is what we explained. So this is inflammation when the immune cells are attacking these pathogens. And also stress. Yeah, you're right. And stress creates inflammation all the time. Yeah, immediately. So we are under stress. Actually, stress creates leaky gut. And the leaky gut creates the inflammation, goes through the leaky gut and inside our body. And our immune cells are triggered to check, you know, what is going on and to clean our body. What we can do about this? So what we can do? Well, if we know that if we have inflammation, the first thing that we think that we need to do is to kill this bacteria, to kill this pathogen, to kill this virus, to kill candida. So, and we take medications for that. Maybe we take antibiotics, maybe we take something which is, or supplement or anything that is killing. But this is the wrong type of approach. So if we try to kill something, we may kill something which is good also, and we don't want to do that. The thing is, the pathogens, the candida, the viruses, the bacteria, they thrive in the environment which is good for them. So if the environment is inhospitable, like it's not good for them, they will not survive and they will not live. So the main problem is the environment in which they live. So instead of focusing on killing, let's change the environment where they live. So if you live in a good neighborhood, you will become a good person, right? A good citizen. If you live in a bad neighborhood, you will become same like your neighbors, like you will. If they do drugs and shooting and everything, you will become like that, right? So the environment creates the personality, creates the body, the health of the body, of the tissues. So it's not the problem, but how we think about the problem. So we think actually in the wrong direction. We think in how we can get rid of this and kill it. So instead of killing the pathogen, killing the bacteria, we should change the environment, change the lifestyle, and make them kill themselves. Like, they will not survive and they will get reduced. So, like, for example, many people know what is Candida diet. It's eliminating the carbs, eliminating the sugar, and the Candida slowly, slowly, slowly will not survive, right? And we know that a yeast should be like 2% from the whole microbes in our gut. And if it overgrows, then we have less of the good guys, of the good bacteria to keep it in check. So it thrives because the environment it's empty, you know, it's good for it to thrive. So let's just make the environment inhospitable for the candida and it will disappear. So this is how we change our lifestyle. We change the terrain, actually. We change the terrain where they live. So what do you think? Which kind of inflammation do you have and which one is good and which one is bad? So let's say you have some inflammation going on and you have like brain fog, you have issues, you have IBS, you have bloating, you have to go to the toilet all the time. You have to know where is the toilet quickly so you can go and run. You have diarrhea or something. Maybe you have some trip coming up and you want to have more energy, you want to heal your inflammation, you want to change your terrain, you change your lifestyle, change your diet, but you don't know how. And you have, like I said, you have trip coming up, you want to have more energy to visit all the places that you want, and you don't want to run in the toilet all the time and see where is the toilet. Or you have like an exam maybe coming up or an interview and you want your brain to function perfectly fine, you want to be sharp and you want to answer the questions clearly to pass the exam or to get the interview, or you want to sign up to learn some new language or some new course, and you want your brain to function perfectly fine. So you need to calm the inflammation, you need to clean the body, change the lifestyle. So if you want to do that, we know that the basic things that we do is like eliminating the inflammatory food, which are gluten, dairy, and sugar, the basic one. Many people will say, okay, but my basic food is that, you know, I eat bread, I eat cheese and milk, and I eat chocolate. And what else I will eat if I eliminate this? So I have like a 3 days GDS free challenge, which is gluten, dairy, and sugar free challenge. You can enroll in that. I will post the link below. If you don't know from where to start, but for the people who already are eliminating these things and are still not getting better, if you want to work with me, just send me a message. I can work with just limited number of people during 1 month, because only just implementing some kind of diet, like let's say keto diet or carnivore diet, that is helpful, right, for a certain period of time. And later on, if you start introducing the other healthy things, the vegetables, the fruits and everything, again, you may feel the symptoms, which means the leaky gut has not been healed. So I have also health coaches asking to work with me because they have done everything what is about the health, you know, that living healthy lifestyle, they're eating healthy things, but they still have like a brain issue, they still have low energy, which means the leaky gut has not been healed. So we want, like, if you have a birthday party coming in and you want to eat the food and not have any symptoms, which means your leaky gut is healed, something that you look forward to, and you want to change your lifestyle and you want to heal your gut and IBS, just send me a message. And thanks for watching, and let me know if you find this informative and useful. If you have any other subject you want me to talk about next time, just post in the comments. See you next time. Bye-bye.